Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely blessed day today. Dad's getting logged in right now. Me and him both have been running around all morning doing a bunch of different stuff. So thank you again for your patience and support. We really do appreciate everything our Health Masters listeners and customers do for us on a regular basis. I've been getting a lot of positive emails and feedback, and people just sending me info and intel in on a lot of stuff that's going on right now. You know, some of it we know already. Some of it, though, is also too enlightening on what else is going on. So we appreciate that. Thank you for your support. Also, too, the first thing I wanted to touch base on. Hello?
I'm here, bud.
Oh, we're good to go. Okay. Well, the first thing I wanted to touch base on here, you guys know last week I talked in detail about how Facebook is launching this new cryptocurrency called Libra, which essentially is going to be ran by the banks in Europe through Switzerland through a private controlled bank, which is ironic because they say that this cryptocurrency is not going to be controlled by a central bank, yet it's going to be controlled by a central bank. And ironically enough, there's been a lot of people talking about this now, and this is what I warned about last week, how the Bitcoin was kind of a precursor, a beta test to see how people would accept it, and it was, of course, widely accepted. But now we're seeing this. Could this possibly be used as a global monetary system with the Libra, a one-world cash system, which is something that we've all read about in the Bible, we've also warned about in the future as they've tried to push us into this digital currency? The reason why is that Facebook literally may have too many people, too many users, to actually even fail, even if you don't trust it, even if you don't want to use it. Remember, Facebook's platform user base is the only global population enough to big enough as far as to organize a single currency. There are over 2 billion individuals that use Facebook. I mean, we're talking like, you know, almost a quarter, actually more than a quarter of the entire world population and existence uses Facebook. Which means even if you don't like Libra currency that they're putting out, if you use Facebook in any way, shape, or form, you are contributing to Libra. Now, a lot of people are going to get mad about that when I say that because that's essentially the fact. You guys have to understand, Facebook is a giant information gathering system. Now, if you put something on there for your business occasionally, or you're putting something on there for some marketing occasionally, and you're not spending any money on it and you're never using it, the amount of significant impact you're probably going to have on Facebook support is virtually none. But the individuals that put, you know, a plethora of personal photos, that like to get on every day, that like to have all of their permissions on their Facebook app open, like the microphone, like the camera, like all these other things that they're constantly doing that I've warned you guys about, they sell all that information. All that information they gather on you on a regular daily basis, they sell it. And they make millions upon millions of dollars off of it. This is why I've told so many people and I've warned so many people, if you use any of these apps on your phone, turn off your permissions, especially when you're not using it. Most of these apps you can use completely fine without having any permissions on. The reason being is when you give them permission, you give them carte blanche immunity to take your media, your data, your texts, your contacts, your phone, everything you say, anything you do in the vicinity of your phone, they gather it and then they sell it and basically build a file on you. That's why Facebook has gotten so big. Not only were they backed originally by the CIA, but they now have the backing of a quarter of the entire world's population. Now, what's also interesting about this is I didn't tell you guys this the other day, I forgot to get into it, is them using the term Libra. That is, as most people know, an astrology zodiac sign that originally started around the entire occult. If you want to go back into that, I'm not going to go into all that right now because we don't have enough time. But what's interesting enough about it is the zodiac is the only one marked by an inanimate object. Essentially, the photo, the object for Libra is scales, which mean like weighing scales, like Jesus talked about. about in the Bible, unjust scales, scales that were not dialed in properly, scales that were used to manipulate currency, scales that were used to control the population from the bankers. So what's interesting about this, we have Facebook going in now and using scales as their image for Libra as their cryptocurrency. And what's also interesting about this, the symbol for Libra also invokes the Greek letter Omega in the original part of that, which represents the end. So it's interesting to see that, and as most people know, Zodiac, if you've seen any of that stuff, September 23rd to October 22nd is the date for the Libra symbol with the astrology. So whether or not those dates are pertinent and something happening, I have no idea. Could that be something this year, maybe? Going to be next year? I don't know. I'm not making any predictions on that. But what I'm saying is it's extremely ominous and very much steeped in the occult, the fact that Facebook is coming out with a one-world cryptocurrency, essentially, that is named Libra, and they're doing it on the world's largest social media platform ever in existence. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on that a little bit. Before this stuff starts rolling out, understand, I don't recommend it. I'm not going to support it. It's not something I'm going to use under, as much as I can possibly try to not use it, I'm going to do so. There's a high probability, as I told you guys before, this thing is probably going to take off. I mean, it's probably going to take off like a kite because of how many people support Facebook and how much marketing. Remember, this stuff just got rolled out last week when they finally released it. The probability that they're going to start doing a massive propaganda push on this product in the next couple months and over the next year is going to be a guarantee. They're going to start listing it as completely safe. No credit card fraud, no issues, completely backed by the private bank in Switzerland, completely secure, all this stuff. It's going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread, essentially, when it comes to currency. This is what they're going to sell it as. And it will start taking over if we allow it to do so. So just some things I wanted to touch base on right when I saw that again, Dad, because I didn't really talk about it in detail on what it actually meant the other day. But very, very strange, the wording, the timing, and the concept of what they're rolling out with Facebook, especially considering how fast we're seeing ourselves go into this cashless society now over the last couple years. Definitely something that we need to be aware of, and we need to be, you know, making sure everybody else is aware of it.
You know, often they always do stuff by the numbers. This is the numerology. This is the gematria. This is the Kabbalah. Everything's by the numbers. Hand signs are symbols which have numeric value. The Vulcan hand sign was a gematria satanic symbol. I mean, all of these things that people do and say, you know, they use the numbers. This is basically numerology tied together with gematria and word meanings and number meanings. And so it's very astute for you to see this, you know, this Libra, and it's basically a zodiac sign, and it's going to be hitting in September, and who knows what they're planning on doing with. But I'm with you. I think there's going to be a lot of money made in it very, very quickly. The problem is you're tying right into the New World Order Mark of the Beast system. I mean, you really want to be involved in that. They can do the same thing they did with Bitcoin. They can bring it up. They can crash it. They can bring it up. They can crash it. Remember, there's not going to be any paper involved in this. It's going to all be digital currency. They can manipulate and do whatever they want, as much as they want to do, and there's nothing that you can do to correct it. Now, remember, that means they'll never have a shortage of the M1 money system. That's what they're wanting, okay? In 2006, 2007, when the economy crashed in the United States, there was less than $1 trillion in circulation in the United States. I think it was $800 billion total dollars printed. The derivative was over 1,000 trillions, you know, 1.3 quadrillion in derivatives in U.S. dollars. So there wasn't anywhere near enough money in cash to pay the outstanding liabilities because of the derivatives. They got themselves caught really, really in a short situation with that, and they didn't know what to do, so they had to have quantitative easing to infinity, printing trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, they printed close to $20 trillion, and when Bernanke asked where the money went, he wouldn't even tell us where the money went. He said, I don't know where it went. It went to banks all over the world. Well, what does that mean? So where did all this money go? Well, they printed it and shipped it, printed it and shipped it, printed it and shipped it, because they were so short on currency. They don't want to have that happen again. That's why they want a new world order with a cryptocurrency, a cashless society where you can buy and sell with the mark of the beast either on your hand or on your forehead with a scanner, and they can basically control you via data chips. And if you're a good boy, they give you more currency. If you're a bad boy, they take your data chips away. It's like that one movie that Justin Timberlake did. About Time, I think it was called. And what it was is if they were good, they had added time to their life. If they weren't good, they had time taken off of their life. They could use their credits to buy stuff. They could use their credits to get longer life. All these crazy things. They really want to have a cashless society that's going to be like this. And they're setting it up. They're setting it up and they're planning it right now as we speak. So guys, it's one of these things. It's a scary thing that we're living in right now. And we're watching the Bible prophecies unfold around us as we speak. And we're about to go into a mark of the beast, cryptocurrency, new world order, one world order, cashless society. And that's why they're so adamant right now about trying to get Iran into the system, Syria into the system, Korea into the system, because they want to have the ability to control these countries. And they can't as long as they're still using their own currency. Guys, it's going to be very interesting. You know, what's going to happen is it's not going to suddenly shift and everybody's going to be using Libra. It's not going to be happening. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual transition into this cashless society. Remember what we told you 2 or 3 years ago. Beta tested on Bitcoin. It was all beta tested. They inflated it. They deflated it. They inflated it. They deflated it. They inflated it. They deflated it. They made sure they could do whatever they wanted to do to inflate it or deflate it and to control the value of the currency, including taking hundreds of billions of dollars out of unsuspecting citizens' pockets when they basically deflated it and left everybody holding the ball when they short sold it all. Now, this is the same thing they could do with the Libra or the Libra or whatever they want to call it. The reality is this. It's a major, major shift towards a one world government, one world religion. Again, this is going to be the satanic, Kabbalist, Luciferian, money changers, synagogue of Satan deal. That's what this is. That's what they're planning on doing. And they're the same ones that do everything. It's always the same guys. By the way, TSA is sending 650 airport screeners to the U.S.-Mexican border. As Trump swears up and down he's going to deport all the aliens, he sends more screeners to make it more efficient to get the people to beef up the protection against the U.S. border. So when all of the people come into the United States, they'll basically have more screeners to get them quickly into the United States and get them processed. I don't even know what to say about this. They're also sending another 172 air marshals to the border already and plans to send another 294 air marshals to the border, which will be used on the airplanes as these people are being disseminated into the United States population.
Yep.
You know, where did our country go? 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 These people get to walk on the aircraft with no proper identification, no passports, no driver's license. We don't even know who they are, or what they are, or what they've been involved in. And we put U.S. air marshals to make sure they get escorted safely and quickly into airports through the system to get transported and distributed to cities all over the United States. Where's Donald Trump? I'm so sick of these conventions that he has, where he gets up there and stands behind the flag, stands in front of the flag, wraps himself in the flag, and says, "Make America great again," as he's lying through his teeth to all of us and doing whatever they what he's told to do by these globalist, Kabbalist, Luciferian, banker, lowlife. What do you think, Austin?
Well, yeah, I just want to make sure everybody understands this, all of our listeners. U.S. Marshals are not an offensive fighting or defensive fighting force. They are primarily used for transport or for high-value search warrants. The only reason you would send U.S. Marshals to the border or air marshals to the border, as Dad just said, is safe transport, meaning they're going to make sure when these individuals are transported, have any problems with them, or if they try to start a fight or a riot on the transport plane or bus, they'll basically be engaged with some type of force with the air marshal or U.S. Marshal. U.S. Marshals are not a military force. They are not the Marine Corps. They are not first in, last out. They are primarily transport. Same with air marshals. TSA, also, those are transport screeners, hence the Transport Security Administration. They are not a defensive or offensive fighting force. They are there to screen individuals to make sure they don't have any bombs, explosives, or ammunition on them whenever they go into an airport terminal, as everybody's probably pretty aware of what TSA does. TSA is not a defensive border force. They are not designed to stand there in riot gear and prevent people from coming over the border. The only reason you provide TSA agents and air marshals or U.S. marshals to the border is to make sure exactly what Dad just said. The individuals that are coming across the border can be processed quickly. quickly and transported from the border more efficiently. That way you do not have them tied up at the border because they are completely out of room at the border because so many individuals are coming over the border every single day. I watched a video yesterday from a mayor. I forgot the town that it was in Texas. I'll have to pull it up again. And he was essentially having a public meeting, I mean public interview, a lot of people in the town, or the commissioners, everything, and he said, we have to figure out what we're going to do about this. He goes, on average right now, we're getting 20 to 25 illegal migrants every single day dropped off in our town by border control. He said, our population of our town is only 16,000 people. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize dropping off 20 to 25 people a day indefinitely is going to massively tax the infrastructure, the personnel, the security, the law enforcement, everything in our town. And he said, it's not stopping. He goes, we can't get them to stop doing it. They're literally coming in every single day with a bus, dropping all of them off, turning around, leaving, doing the same thing every single day. And nobody will tell us what's going on. This is an interview. And so this is what's going on right now, and everybody wants to pretend this is like, hoorah, hoorah, we're going to deport everybody now. Listen, if we had any plans in this United States to actually start scooping up these individuals and deporting them, we would not be processing them and then sending them over to all these different cities throughout the entire United States and dropping them off with pretty much zero supervision. We're not dropping them off in detention centers, guys. These are guys are being getting dropped off, you know, essentially, what did Cortez go do? What'd she say? They were, like Holocaust centers, which she just runs her mouth so much. She actually cracks me up. She's such an idiot. She's such a little paid actress. But we're not dropping them off at detention centers. We're not dropping them off at jails. We literally drop them off at, like, the community center in downtown city that they're going to. Just drop them off. Okay, here you go. Here's a prepaid check card. Here's some extra cash. Here's clothing. Here's food. Here's water. You guys basically enjoy yourself. We'll see you in 2 to 3 years when your next hearing is due. That's it. That's literally it. And then we're acting like, oh, yo, they're just going to get kicked out. We're going to deport them now in 2 weeks. Guys, we're being had right now. We're getting played like a cheap fiddle. Remember I told you guys yesterday with the propaganda? If you keep telling the lie long enough, soon enough, everybody will believe it, including you. If you keep telling everybody, we're going to start deporting everybody. We're not going to let any more in. Make America great. Build a wall. No more illegals in the country. We're stopping it all. We're going to stop it. We're stopping it right now. We're going to stop it right now. We are stopping it right now. You don't understand. They're not coming in anymore. But hold on. I got to send more TSA and more air marshals to the border because we got to make sure we can transport them in the country more efficiently. You know. But we're stopping them. We're stopping all of them. They're not coming in any further. We're being had. We're getting double played. We're being told one thing and something else is completely happening. I've been a huge supporter of Trump. I've been a huge fan of Trump and a lot of stuff that he's done. But right now, as far as what I'm seeing, there is nothing restrictive about the border incident that's going on right now. We are getting completely and totally lied to, and that is a fact. You have to look through the propaganda, look through more propaganda, and finally try to get through all the lies and figure out exactly what's going on. That is why I told you guys yesterday on the show. It is imperative right now. It is imperative we dig down and find the truth of what's really going on because we all have to start making a stand and making a difference. We have to start waking more people up. The issue, and this was the positive and the negative with the Trump movement, it rallied up the patriots all across the country. There is absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. You saw how the voting turned out. You see the conventions. You see the turnout. The patriot movement is alive and well in the United States. The problem is the globalist bankers have also seen how alive and well the patriot movement is. So now they've been having to use that and twist it and distort the truth with propaganda to call down the patriot group into shifting their focus into another direction and believing something's happening when it's not. That's what's going on right now, guys. Look through it and you'll see exactly what I'm saying is a fact. You can't get the population completely and totally subdued unless you keep telling them a lie and pushing the propaganda in the wrong direction. They don't want us looking at the border. That's why they keep having Trump come out with all these tweets how we're going to start deporting people every month. We're going to start putting more people in on the border. We're going to put the military down there. The wall's being built right now. All this stuff that's not being done, and if it is being done, it's absolutely doing nothing but to facilitate more entry into the country from migrants. we're seeing hundreds of Congolese people coming in now. As we know, that area is a hot spot for Ebola. All these things should be on. I mean, right now the border should be a full-blown lockdown. If you come near the border, you get tear gassed on site. You get active denial systems deployed on site. If you cross the border, you are zip-tied, you are detained, you are put on a C-130 plane, and you are transported back to the country that you illegally broke in from, which would be Mexico. That is the only and the only policy that should be occurring right now. Zero tolerance for illegal migration at the border right now, period. If you want to come in legally, if you want to migrate, if you want to get a visa, if you want to get the paperwork, 100%, come on in. We're willing to work with you. Fill out the papers, go through the direct channels, and we'll make it happen. But the reason why we're doing this right now is because we don't want to stop it. The globalist bankers do not want to stop the migration. That is how easy it would be done. We have a very substantial Border Patrol agency. We have a very substantial National Guard. We have a very substantial fighting force and defensive force for this country, and we're supposed to be led to believe that we have no idea what to do right now. We just are completely in awe of what's going on, and we have no idea how to defend the border. We have no, put this way, we have no idea how to defend the border, but we could attack Europe on D-Day on five different fronts with the most aggressive military known to man and overtake an entire country, an entire continent, I should say, from a fighting force that was one of the best in the world via the Germans. You kidding me right now? We have the ability to pull a D-Day and take over Europe with the amount of manpower, armaments, and guts that we had back then and completely overtake that in that insanely huge war. But we can't figure out how to secure our southern borders and keep people from coming in because we just don't know how to do it. I mean, give me a break, guys. This whole thing is a complete and total farce. We're being lied to on a daily basis, and we as Americans have to start making a difference. That's why I commend a lot of those patriots that are down there at the border detaining them. The problem is it's a losing battle for those guys because when they detain them and they notify Border Patrol just picks them up, takes them to the processing center, and then transports them to San Antonio or San Francisco or whatever other place they're taking them to. It's really, really crazy right now, Dan.
Well, Austin, it's interesting to me. I'm going to say something that I've never really said on the show before. I've got to be very careful how I phrase it. You know, when Patton, before he was murdered, Patton was murdered. I mean, he didn't. They tried to run him over with a cart, and they've got him in an accident. And they finally killed him in the hospital. He was very, very vocal about the Russians, about the communists, about the agenda, about all of it. If you read the Patton letters, he's very, very candid in all of it. Patton had a huge following in the United States. I mean, the people would have rallied around him probably to run for president. He was that big of a deal. And he said when he was put basically in command of parts of Germany as far as getting the industry back together again, he released all the German prisoners. He released the soldiers. And he told his staff and he told the world, he said, we fought the wrong people in World War II. He said, we need to rearm the Nazi soldiers and we need to take Russia out before this overtakes all of us, this communism. That's what Patton said. I'm paraphrasing him. He said we fought the wrong people in World War II. Now, you think about that for a second. You know, Hitler, I'm not a fan of Hitler. Don't ever quote me on that. But he did some stuff right. He did a lot of stuff wrong. Hitler said, I'm not going to be led astray and controlled by the international banking cartels. If you listen to his Nuremberg rallies, which they used to play on PBS, which I haven't seen for a long time, they have the captions underneath it. And he talks about the international banking cartels and how they will not do this to Germany and they will not control Germany. He stood against it. It was like our last stand on this planet against the Kabbalist, Luciferian horde of international banking cartels that have taken over everything and worked with major religious institutions like the Vatican and major secrecy organizations like the CIA and the OSS to enslave the planet. Their one world government speech that George H. Bush did back in the early 90s, and he said 1,000 points of light, a new world order, and he goes, and when we were successful and we will succeed, you know, we're going to have this new world based on law, based on order, based on this, based on the rule of law. And all he was talking about was the enslavement of mankind. And if you don't do what you're told to do, you're basically going to be locked up and put into a concentration camp and or executed, FEMA camp, whatever you want to call it now, it doesn't make a difference. And this is the problem we have. You know, the humanity had its last shot with General Patton, you know, when Hitler had been overthrown. The German people were still ready to fight Russia. They could have been rearmed. But then remember what Eisenhower did. Eisenhower wouldn't release the soldiers, and he put millions of them into a concentration camp of his own and let them starve to death. You need to read the books on this and what really happened with Eisenhower. And remember Eisenhower and those boys, who were really high up in the New World Order, and a lot of them were high in Masonic lodges, including Truman, who was a 33-degree Mason, Roosevelt, who was a Mason, Stalin, who was a Mason, Churchill, who was a Mason and a Druid. And all of these guys are bringing in their New World Order. Out of order, out of chaos shall come the New World Order. And that's the goal here also. So that was very, very well said. Trump is probably a high-level Masonic leader in the Presbyterian Church, because a lot of Presbyterians, especially from the Scottish background he's from, are high-level Masonic Lodge people. He had a lot of pull in New York City with a lot of different groups, which allowed him to make a lot of money. And a lot of times when you work with a lot of people in the Masonic Lodges, they're very loyal to you as another Lodge member, and they do things to basically elevate you, along with this Council on Foreign Relations, which has replaced a lot of the Masonic leadership, and also the Bohemian Grove group. So what we have here, Austin, is a group of people who have basically subverted the world government, the world people, the governments of individual countries, to bring in their new world order. I'm going to say this again, and I've said it before, I'm going to make it very clear for the folks that are listening. What the people have done in the United States, we put an elected officials into the government that are basically bad. You know, over 50% of them are morally compromised, spiritually compromised, financially compromised, drugs, alcohol, prostitutes, children, I mean, all kinds of sick stuff. And what we've done is we've given them a control of the country. And they've turned around and they've given it over to the military-industrial complex, which has given it over to the CIA. And the CIA is controlled by the 17 bankers, the Luciferians, who are controlled by Lucifer. And they want to tie us into a D-Wave computer, into an interdimensional interface, and have him basically control the entire planet like he's done other planets apparently throughout the galaxy. And see, this is what we have going on right now. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. Donald Trump, I believe, really was sincere when he went into the White House. But the never-ending spew of lies, especially his rallies, we're building the wall right now, we're deporting millions of aliens in 2 weeks. I called it out. I said, Donald Trump lies again. I put it on the news thing. I wrote it in the news thing. He's lying again. A week and a half later, oh, we're not doing it. And here's what it says. You know, he said, we're going to force Mexico to stop it across the border. This is a Yahoo story. Mexico will not detain migrants at the U.S. border, President. Wow. Mexico's President vowed Tuesday to investigate the controversial detention of migrants trying to cross the U.S. border, saying the 15,000 troops he has deployed there have no such orders. Are you listening to me, friends? He says, we're not detaining anybody. He goes, international law protects the rights of undocumented migrants across borders to seek asylum, and Mexico had not typically stopped them from doing so at the northern border. I mean, wow. Think about what he's saying. He's not going to slow anything down. What about the tariffs that Donald Trump said he was going to put on Mexico if they didn't stop pouring these people through the border? None of this is true, guys. He's lying about everything. He's doing exactly what his Kabbalist handlers are telling him to do. He's doing exactly what he is being told to do. He's a figurehead. He's a puppet. He's Andre the Giant versus, you know, Hulk Hogan, like I said on Monday. This is who the guy is. And the sad part about it, Austin, is you're absolutely right. Nobody wants to pay any attention to it. Now, one other thing I want to talk about here. There's an article just came out that says, polio-like virus affecting children, confounding the medical world. This is North Carolina Health News. And what's ironic to me is this. This is called acute flaccid myelitis, which leaves children partially or wholly paralyzed. A medical mystery is confounding national medical experts. The increase of rare polio-like condition in children where sudden paralysis or weakness of the limbs can set in following an otherwise unremarkable respiratory virus. Now, here's why I'm saying this. This is a shedding of the live polio vaccine, in my opinion, that's being transmitted to other children, so it's a variant of polio. That's what they're saying polio-like. It's basically polio, but a variant of polio. And we have literally thousands of children around the world getting this. It's not more. These are just the numbers that we can get. Remember that the Center for Disease Control and all these guys don't tell us the truth about the vaccinations and also what's happening. I mean, the Vaccine Compensation Fund this year already has paid out $160 million. Remember, they paid out billions of dollars. They paid out close to $5 billion now. And they say vaccines are safe. Children have problems with vaccines. Why have they already paid out $160 million and have paid out close to $5 million? Here's why I'm saying this. I was at a local airport the other day. And a lady walked in, And she had three children. Now, stay with me for a second. And she was there with her mother. And she had three beautiful children, all blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful kids. And I'm not saying you got to have blonde hair and blue eyes, because I've seen beautiful kids with brown hair and brown eyes. I've got two daughters like that. So I love all my kids. They're all beautiful. But these children were great. One of them was like 12, one of them was like 8, and one of them was like 2. The 8-year-old had ADD, extremely hyper, had attention deficit disorder, had autism. The younger one had ADD, had mitochondrial dysfunction, unbelievably sickly. And the youngest one was in a wheelchair, strapped down, like 2 years old, because his limbs weren't developing properly. And he was having all kinds of paralysis problems. Are you listening to me, friends? I mean, this lady had three children, and they were all messed up, all of them. And I felt so bad for her. So I started asking her some questions, and I said, has the youngest one been checked for acute, you know, flaccid, you know, medical, this condition? And she said, she goes, no, we haven't really thought about that. They haven't told us anything about that. I said, has the youngest one, so have been checked for acute flaccid myelitis, has it been tested for aluminum toxicity? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, aluminum toxicity affects the developing bones in children. A lot of times it makes their bone structure very, very weak, and a lot of times they can't walk properly, and they can have all kinds of health issues because of this. And I said, and your child with the problem associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, has the vitamin D levels been checked? And she goes, well, I don't know. I said, well, have they checked for aluminum? I don't know. And then I said, well, you realize that every shot gives them a lot of aluminum, and they're going to give your children 76 shots. And I said, have you vaccinated? She goes, oh, they've had all their vaccinations. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they have. And I said, your children are loaded with aluminum and heavy metals. And I said, you know, there's fetal cells in these shots. They go, fetal cells? I said, yeah, there's fetal cells. She goes, well, no, I didn't know that. And she goes, well, she says, all of my children have a compromised immune system now. And I'm like, okay. She goes, and I can't believe, listen to what she says next. I can't believe parents are refusing to vaccinate, and it's affecting my children. Now, I want you to stop and think about her mindset. This is what she said to me. I can't. She had three children that, as far as I'm concerned, are vaccine damaged. She's starting to see it now, and she's angry that other people aren't vaccinating their children so they can also be vaccine damaged because her children have impaired immune systems. Guys, think about the mindset here. This is where we've gone down to. I've killed my kids, so you have to kill your kid. I've damaged my children, you need to damage your children. I've vaccinated my children, you need to vaccinate your children. 45% of the population right now, Austin, no longer trusts or believes in vaccines. That's a surprising survey that just came out. It said 45% of Americans doubt the safety of vaccines. Why would you not? With 1 in 32 children, boys, in New Jersey now coming down with autism. The latest measles outbreak that's gripped communities across the country in recent months pushed the topic of vaccinations and those who choose to forgo them right back into center stage for many Americans. Now, a new survey delving into the feelings over immunizations finds that the country may be more split than believed, with 45% of adults admitting to harboring some doubt about the safety of vaccines. Guys, this show and shows like this are making a difference. We're waking you guys up. And what are they doing? What do they do? So we get rid of all of these diseases, all these infectious diseases because of cleanliness and everything else that we have had in our country in the past are gone without vaccinations, period. I don't believe they've worked for any of that stuff. So what happens now? Now we bring in millions of people from third world countries that have the plague, that have gonorrhea and syphilis and typhus and who knows what else? Polio? And we're bringing them into a population of people here in the United States that have had relatively good sanitation all of these years with all of these diseases. And now we're having all these outbreaks of measles from people that have already been vaccinated with measles. Acute flaccid myelitis, which is a polio-like disease, all over the United States now. Autism all over the United States now. Why? Because the New World Order wants it that way. Remember, the more victims they can have in a society, the more the society has to concentrate on the victims rather than on freedom. Ooh, I said that, didn't I? In other words, if you've got a bunch of kids that are sick, your response is, why won't everybody get vaccinated like I had my children vaccinated? All my children are sick. You know, we all have to be vaccinated because we can have herd immunity, which basically has been proven long ago not to even exist. So, guys, this is a major front right now in the United States. And I wasn't going to talk about the vaccines that much again today until I ran into those people at the airport, and I felt so sorry for these young children, especially that cute little boy in that wheelchair. I felt so sorry for him that it was that bad. You say, well, it's not that bad with these illegals coming across. Guys, The Seattle bus riders now are unbelievably mad because they're gagging from the human waste smell from the homeless all over Seattle. The same thing is true in L.A. The same thing is true in San Francisco. San Francisco is the poop city by the bay now, not the city by the bay. I mean, you've got feces all over the concrete, all over the roads, all over the back roads, all over the alleys from the homeless population there. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It was one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But we're destroying it. We're turning our country into the third world hellhole these people came from. Why? To destroy the country through Cloward and Piven. All back from the Frankfurt School teaching that I've talked about so many times, to destroy our infrastructure through social welfare systems so that we can bring in our new world order out of chaos. That's the point of all of the show this morning. They're doing everything they can to destroy the hearts, the minds, the bodies, the souls. Of course, they're following their master, right? Lucifer comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, the word says. He's the liar and the father of lies. That's what we have right now in the White House. We have the father of lies, not necessarily Donald Trump, who was controlling the White House, running the White House, and telling Donald Trump is to lie and lie and lie bigger and bigger. The German people, Austin saw, when Hitler was telling them they had special weapons coming out, telling them all the stuff with Goebbels, they fought. They would have fought to the last person last year. They had 8 and 10 and 12-year-old boys and girls in the Hitler Youth Corps fighting and dying as the Russians were invading Germany while Hitler was basically bailing out and heading to Argentina. This is exactly what happened in Germany. They fought to the last people because they were completely and totally brainwashed into believing the lie. And a lot of our patriots in our country right now are totally and completely brainwashed into believing that Donald Trump is the savior. What do you think, Oz?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this is what we're continually seeing right now. I mean, it's really just crazy stuff. And I mean, that's why it's so important to try to maintain optimal health and optimal wisdom on a lot of this stuff and doing the best we can. Also, too, in other news, I thought this was interesting. Just so people get an understanding of what happens when you have unbridled migration into a first world country that was very successful. As you guys know, Sweden has pretty much turned into a war zone in some areas of Sweden. It's pretty much gotten on a media blackout now. You're not allowed to go on Facebook or any social media and talk about what's going on in Sweden, or you're essentially arrested. I mean, we've seen, I think, 5 or 6 reports of that now, where individuals have gone online and talked about what's going on, and as soon as police catch wind of it, they basically go to your house, knock on your door, drag you out of the house, take you to the, you know, the jail, question you about why you're talking about this. Well, in Malmo, Sweden, which is one of the worst areas now, has gotten so bad. City workers have now just been issued a list and protocols to follow if they go out into any public spaces. I kid you not. An email was sent to government employees. It was obtained by Expressen and serves as a very dark indicator of the deteriorating conditions in Sweden's most culturally enriched Malmo. The advisory titled Personal Safety Tips and Advice on How to Avoid Getting into Unwanted Situations. And it has bullet points. It says, before leaving a stairwell, first look out and make a full assessment of your entire surroundings. Another bullet point, avoid looking at mobile phone whenever you are outdoors. That's not a bad one, but still, though, that's kind of a strange one to have to tell people. Third one is, listen to this, park very close to the address you are visiting, preferably in a highly illuminated place. Plan your itinerary and know your area. Next one, try to minimize the time from when you park your bike or car until you enter the building. Another one, keep away from anyone who looks considered potentially threatening or dangerous and increase the distance if there are no other people nearby. Guys, these are like tips when you're going into Iraq. I mean, before you leave a stairwell, first look out at all your surroundings and make an assessment. But so anytime you're about to cut a corner, what do you need to draw your Glock and cut the pie to make sure somebody's not standing on the other side about to gut you before you walk out to your car? Your car that's supposed to be close is physically possible close to you as far as where it's parked? Because you don't want you to park, or when you park your car, do not waste any time standing outside of your vehicle. Get inside a building as quickly as possible. What are you planning on getting mortared? Are you getting shelled? You can't even walk outside anymore? This is Malmo, Sweden. This is not a joke. This is real. Peter Sweden, the last 17 days in the entire country of Sweden, he pulled a police report. There's been 25 people total injured in bombings, two explosions in Malmo family apartments. Malmo nightclub had another bombing, explosion in a garden in Granby, a building belonging to a church was bombed, a pizzeria was bombed, an explosion in a family apartment, and a car blown up in Alvstorp. That was all in the last 3 weeks in Sweden. Now, that seems to me like a war zone. Oh, but I wonder why. Maybe because we brought in fighters from Syria that were involved in a war zone that did not want to integrate into European Western society and continually want to spread jihad and were allowed to come into Sweden completely unrestricted for the last 15 to 20 years, not just from Syria, but every single Middle Eastern and African country, and now Sweden has pretty much been lost. Nothing short of a complete and total roundup of these individuals in that country and basically exile from the country is going to stop this anymore. And at that point, you would have so much media humanitarian backlash from going in and specifically taking out one group of people out of a country. It would it would be so horrible. I mean, the PR would be horrible. I mean, it would just be absolutely horrific. Yeah, but that's the only option they have left now, Dad. But now they're giving public workers, basically city workers, full-blown emo memos on how to handle themselves when they go out in public to avoid essentially getting robbed or knifed or raped now. How sad has that become for Sweden?
I mean, you were, Austin, you were there with me in Sweden years ago. It was one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And, I mean, there were no Muslims anywhere. You know, when you were there, you were like 8, 9 years old. And, I mean, we walked around. It was blonde hair, blue eye, white skin, Swedes everywhere. Last time I went there, I didn't see any blonde, and this was Stockholm, I didn't see any blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white Swedes at all. They were all dressed in basically, they were all, basically, they all looked like they were of Middle Eastern origin. The country has been completely and totally overtaken by a new demographic. Now, why would they do that? Well, because, again, they got to get rid of the nationalism. And they have all of these crazy people they're putting in office there that are straight hardcore communists. Like right now, Denver. Denver has just Austin. Basically put into power a full-blown communist. I mean, this is crazy. She says that she'll help usher in communism by any means. Less than 2 weeks ago, the city of Denver elected a bona fide communist. Candy Kabaka won a runoff race last week against former Denver city. Hang on a second. My dog on screen just went blank on me. So what we have here, Austin, we have a group of people out here that are basically destroying the country, and it's like it's exactly what General Patton said. You know, we fought the war against the wrong people. And so what ends up happening is if we're not careful here, the United States is going to go just the way of Mamo Sweden, exactly what you said earlier, and we're going to have a group of people that are going to just take us completely and totally over. So this is who and what we have. You know, Ronald Reagan warned us about this. He warned us about the communism, and everybody said, well, Reagan's nuts, Reagan's nuts, Reagan's nuts. He's caught in the old war, the old Cold War. No, he's not. He was telling you who was doing this to you and why they were doing it. By the way, a new study. And I'm warning you, as I warned you years ago, over antidepressants and how there are serious side effects, including suicide for patients on pills. And that people that are on antidepressants are more than twice as likely to attempt suicide. Research finds antidepressant drugs are producing excess rate of suicides, and experts warn that patients should be told the danger before taking the pills. More British people take them than those in any other Western country. They're so depressed in Britain, probably because of what's happened to their country, and because they're still living under a monarchy. So this is a major problem. I remember years ago, Austin, you had a friend came over. His name was Chase. I'm not going to mention his last name because it doesn't make any difference. You know, multiple Chases, and he had been given these pills. And they were basically antidepressants. And he was in his early 20s. And he asked me, he goes, what do you think about these, Ted? The doctor told me to take them. So I pulled out the paper, the black box warning, said, this product will make you kill yourself. Suicide. Warning, suicide label. And he goes, why would he do that? I'm like, I don't know, but you're going to have to talk to him about that. And so he went back to him. He says, well, I thought you might need them. You don't really need to take them if you don't want to. He goes, why would you give me something that would want to make me commit suicide? You got to ask questions, guys. When you're getting a drug, like a statin drug or a suicide pill that can cause suicide, like, you know, Chantix, that thing that you use to stop smoking. One of the side effects is suicide. I mean, I'd rather smoke than kill myself. I mean, it's just that works. But you got to ask yourself these questions. Why is it that we have all of these doctors giving us all of these drugs? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're tied to the petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations of the Rothschild banking cartel, which are a Rothschild cutout. And all of this is to disable the hearts and the minds of the people, just like it's to destroy nationalism in Sweden. And, you know, Sweden was a beta test. They've done to Sweden and what they're doing to the United States right now. The difference is Sweden's a much smaller country with a much smaller population. And now they've already achieved what they want with this huge amount of immigrants into Sweden. It's going to take a lot more. It'll take another 20 or 30 million people coming from other third world countries, Austin, to destroy the United States. So that's why they're having to facilitate it with more U.S. Air Marshals, more TSA screeners, more transport planes, more bus rides, more to get all of these people into our country to destroy the United States, while Trump says he's building a wall, and he's going to deport millions, and he continues to lie to us. And all the Trumpies go, oh, wow, go Donald Trump, he's a great guy. No, he's not. He's completely and totally compromised and he's doing what he's being told to do. By the way, commonly prescribed drugs are now tied to nearly 50% higher dementia risks in older adults, this study says. In fact, I talked about this in my book, Breakthrough Health. Finally now, years later, they're coming out with the same study. CNN, scientists have long found a possible link between anti-cholinergic drugs and an increased risk of dementia. The study published in the journal JAMA and Internal Medicine on Monday, which, by the way, I talked about this 5 years ago, suggested the link is strongest for certain cases of these drugs, particularly antidepressants, such as pyridoxine, bladder control products, and antipsychotics, and all kinds of, I'm not going to read all the stuff they got, all these drugs, anti-epileptic drugs. Researchers wrote, I'll post this on my website, by the way. Researchers wrote in the study that there were nearly a 50% increase odds of dementia. 50% increase, guys, when you're taking these drugs. 50% increase in dementia. The study is important because it strengthens growing body of evidence showing that these drugs have long-term associations with dementia. It also highlights which types of these drugs have the strongest associations. The study involved analyzing data on 284,000 adults. The researchers identified each adult's exposure based on details of their prescriptions. Guys, I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of drugs out there that cause senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and a lot of the people over the age of 50 are being given these drugs. Go to my website, healthmasters.com, and read this article from CNN. Finally, CNN, you know, found that even a blind squirrel will find an acorn every once in a while. They actually found the real story to print. It's so important that you understand what happens when you take drugs, what the side effects are from the drugs, and what you can do other than take the drugs to basically take care of the conditions. Think through this with me for a second. If you've got a problem with a headache, you don't have efficiency of aspirin or Tylenol or BC powder or whatever. There's something else going on if you've got a headache. You know, you don't have a drug deficiency. You may have a low blood sugar issue. You may have a high blood sugar issue. You may not have drunk enough water. You may have gotten too much sun. Something's going on why you have a headache. And when you take drugs, all you're doing is you're not curing these diseases or these problems or these symptoms. You're treating the symptoms. In other words, the headache goes away, but if you had low blood sugar, it's still there. If you had high blood sugar, it's still there. If you've got a problem with not enough water, it's still there. You've got to learn what's causing the problem to correct the symptoms. I talked about this with calcium blockers the other day. When people have really bad magnesium deficiencies, a lot of times they're put on calcium channel blockers because the doctor doesn't know to put the person on more magnesium or put them on a foot soak or a body soak. You know, with magnesium chloride, like we have at the office, to give the body more magnesium to counteract the calcium. Remember, calcium causes muscles to contract. Magnesium causes them to relax. Almost every time you have cramps at night when you're in bed, it's because of a magnesium deficiency or because you haven't had enough water and your body's dehydrating. So you make sure you have to drink enough water, make sure you have enough magnesium, and in almost every single case, the cramps will subside. You can also use our topical oil that we have with magnesium. I put that on my back every night. And every single day, Austin, every single night, I've been using our CBD oil that's infused in magnesium. That's a really good product, by the way, guys, on my shoulder. My shoulders are doing great. So, guys, there are all kinds of natural things that you can do to feed your body, to give your body strength, rather than going out and taking all of these drugs with all of their horrible side effects. What do you think, Oz?
It's really well said. I mean, and that's what we see all the time with these statin drugs that are allegedly supposed to help out with cardiovascular disease and all this other stuff by dropping your cholesterol levels. But what's so silly about it is there's even been another research study as far as that they were looking at individuals that are diagnosed with cardiomyopathy, which is essentially a form of heart disease. And the study was published in the International Journal of Cardiology, evaluated the effects of selenium and CoQ10 together on men who are 70 to 88 years old who are diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. During the four-year study, 443 men were even given, they were given a combination of the selenium and CoQ10 or a placebo. They found that men who took the combination of the CoQ10 and selenium improved their overall heart health and reduced their risk of dying from heart disease by 54% over a four-year period. Ironically enough, you never hear about studies like that being effective with statin drugs. You only hear about the side effects. And the other nice part is, too, CoQ10 and selenium have zero side effects. I take it every day. Dad takes it every day. The CoQ10 that we carry, the ubiquinol form, is the most effective bioactive form of CoQ10 on the market, period. It works incredibly well. And if you've ever had any heart issues or that's something that, you know, you're basically trying to prevent, you always want to make sure you're staying on CoQ10, because CoQ10 is essential in generating energy in cells. The body produces CoQ10, understand that naturally, but unfortunately production declines as you start to get older. So deficiency in CoQ10 has been directly linked to heart disease and diabetes and brain disorders and stuff like that, because as you get older, your body doesn't make enough of it. And the ironic part is, when you go on statins, it depletes your CoQ10 stores on top of them already being low, but yet you never hear the doctors recommend people to go on a high-dose CoQ10 formula if they're taking statins, which is funny, because in the first place, if they just didn't take the statins and went on CoQ10, that in and of itself helps out the cholesterol significantly. So, I mean, patients, I mean, there's article after article, even an article that was posted in JACC, J-A-C-C, showed that patients with heart failure responded well to CoQ10 treatment, their symptoms improved, and they reduced their risk of dying from heart problems. So, I mean, the CoQ10 is really, 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 really important, especially if you've ever had any issues. I know I've had pericarditis when I was 27, and, you know, so I take a lot of CoQ10. CoQ10 and vitamin E are staples for me. 100%, absolutely, every single day, I do not allow myself to run out of those products, period. If you know you have to maintain something as important as the heart, you have to take care of it by any means. Because remember, you tear a bicep muscle, you mess up, you know, a quad, you tear a hamstring, you know, you can heal them up. You may have to do a little bit of surgery on them and do rehab on them. The heart muscle, it can't stop. It can't stop and repair for 6 to 8 weeks. If it does, you're dead. That's just a simple fact of it. It has to continually beat all time, every single day, nonstop. So you have to do the best you can to try to take care of that really, 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 really crucially important muscle. And one of those supplements to do that is CoQ10, Dan.
You're absolutely right, Austin. I take the CoQ10 every single day along with the vitamin E into the sink. And it makes a huge difference. It keeps that heart muscle strong. And I'm not on statin drugs. I don't take any kind of cholesterol lowering drugs. I like my cholesterol between 200 and 250. I don't want it lower than that because I can't produce testosterone. So, I mean, I want to keep thinking clear. I mean, cholesterol turns your brain to, I mean, the statin drugs turn your brain to mush. Cholesterol helps keeps your brain clear. A lot of people that are suffering with senile dementia and having all kinds of issues as far as brain fog, a lot of it's because their cholesterol is too low. They need to start eating like 6 or 8 eggs a day. I'm talking whole eggs to try to get that doggone brain clear back up again, increase the cholesterol levels. Very important that they do that. It's very, very healthy. I try to eat at least 3 to 4 eggs every single day. I mean, every day. Now make sure they're organic, make sure they haven't got a bunch of hormones and that kind of stuff. I pulled this article back up because it cleared on my iPad and I couldn't read the rest of it. I want to give you the rest. This is an article by Dean Garrison. It says, Denver elects a full-blown communist. Okay, she won the runoff last week. It was Candy Zibaka. Okay, she was one among three candidates who basically want to be like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, out of Orlando, New York, the 29-year-old communist who basically won New York's 14th congressional district we talked about. But think about what they're doing. She's saying that she wants to be like AOC and she wants to be a communist and she's willing to bring in communism at any cost. anything she has to do. I mean, think about what Denver is doing. They're putting a community organizer and a newly elected Denver council member into office who believes that communism is the way to go because capitalism doesn't work. The self-proclaimed communist won an upset runoff earlier this month. Now, think about what they're doing. She revels in her self-appointed role as a disruptor, telling reporters that she's excited to be a disruptor, to hold the mayor accountable, and to make sure the outside interests don't dictate how we govern. I mean, think through all of this that we're saying. This Alexandria Cortez is actually like a virus, Austin, that people actually believe. This is what's so crazy about this. This woman is so stupid and such an idiot, I can't even believe she can chew gum and walk at the same time, this Cortez. They had thousands and thousands of people audition for an acting position, which she won. She was a former bartender. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But she's had no research or background in politics whatsoever. And she just spews out of her mouth all of this stuff that they want her to spew out. It's like Goebbels. You tell the stuff to people long enough, the big lie, they start believing it. And that's what they're doing with these communists they're putting in office here around the United States. It's unbelievable this is actually happening now in Denver also. Guys, I appreciate you. I had the opportunity and the privilege to pray for you this morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for being here and getting your vitamins from healthmasters.com. Thanks for telling us how much you appreciate us and how much we appreciate you. Because, guys, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. I just want you to know that. And I just want you to know that, you know, when you're supporting us, it makes all the difference in the world. It allows this show to remain commercial-free. God bless you guys. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and finish it up.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. We appreciate everything, and thank you for allowing us to be able to do a full commercial-free show every single day. We could only do that through your support. I mean, that's what we did from the beginning. That's what we said we were going to do, and we've continued to do so. No commercials, no breaks, no ads, nothing. 100% sponsored by essentially y'all, our customers at Health Masters. You sponsor the show. You allow us to be able to continually fund the show with zero commercials. So thank you for that support. Be sure to check out the website for all the different specials we have going on right now. The product of the week, which it looks like it won by a landslide, the vitamin C, the excellent C vitamin C that we have is on, it won. So I'm going to be getting on that here shortly and getting that switched over to be on sale today as product of the week. So be sure to check that out this afternoon on the vitamin C, everything else. Thank you for the support. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you guys need anything, email us or call us, 1-800-726-1834. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay prepared. Stay ready. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.